This is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. Every year, wildlife officials kill hundreds of dumpster diving bears. Garbage can be a tasty meal to grizzly and black bears, and once they learn that, it's nearly impossible to get them to go back to finding food in the wild. But in Colorado, the state's prison system has become a leading manufacturer of bear-proof containers. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The Fremont Correctional Facility is a medium security prison, but it's also a factory, one with heavy security. Dan Veach runs the factory.
Yeah, there's guys in here that we work are doing a one-year sentence, and there's guys in here that are doing life and never get out.
To work in the shop, inmates can't have any escapes on their record, and they can't be a troublemaker.
As you can see, we're building dumpsters right now. A lot of them are bear-proof dumpsters. Some of them go to the national parks, state parks. Some of them go local to the city and county governments.
Several inmates are welding seams in the corners of the dumpsters. The bear-proof dumpsters look a lot like those big metal commercial ones. Mostly it's the lids that are different. They have special clasps that a human hand can open, but a brutish paw cannot. Some require more dexterity than a bear can manage. Others won't open unless two locks are disengaged at the same time. The dumpsters are designed and built here at the prison. Then they're taken to a wildlife preserve in Montana, where real bears test them. The prison developed a promotional video that highlights the testing process.
The eight bears that live in the refuge were taken from the wild instead of being killed.
First, workers smear tuna fish, dog food, and jam on the outside of the dumpster.
Sam, a 950-pound grizzly, is the largest bear at the center. He can swat around a 425-pound dumpster like a toy.
Earlier this year, a couple of the dumpster designs failed the Sam test. He and other bears were able to get inside by either breaking open the dumpster or maneuvering the lock until it opened.
I guess the bears are a lot smarter than we thought, and they're a lot more powerful than we thought.
Dan Veach says the staff and inmates tweaked the designs. Those passed the second test and are called SAM certified. While it looks like the bears are just playing around, this is pretty serious. Wildlife agencies are forced to kill an increasing number of bears every year after they get into people's garbage. Grizzlies are on the endangered species list in the lower 48 states, but their numbers are growing. As they spread out into new territory, and as humans increasingly move into bear country, bears and people are encountering each other more often. Chris Servine is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says it's a shame when bears have to be killed because people don't keep their garbage locked up.
The better way to deal with it is to provide these types of containers that can lock that the bears can't get into. And so I think it's a growth industry. It's a smart thing to do, and it's probably something that's going to make somebody a lot of money.
In this case, Colorado's taxpayers are the ones profiting. Money made from building bear-proof dumpsters helps defray the cost of running the state's prisons. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.